The Assistant Priest of St. Mary the Virgin Anglican Church, Reverend Father Nathaniel Okai, has called on political leaders to be united in love and avoid the use of abusive language that inflames passion. Love, he noted, is the foundation of nation building, and the inability of political leaders to understand what love stands for has led to political instability in some countries on the African continent. Reverend Father Okai made the call in Accra at a Thanksgiving service to clamor the centenary celebration of St. Mary the Virgin Anglican Church. Yvonne Atilego and Doreen Ampofu have filed this report.
The St. Mary the Virgin Anglican Church was established in February 1909 by Reverend Ernest Bruce as a subordinate to the Holy Trinity Church under Reverend A.G. Colbeck. In 1962, the church was elevated to the level of archdeaconry and assigned the responsibility to head all parishes within the Accra West District. The centenary celebrations was to thank God for his mercies and to award individuals and organizations who have contributed to the development of the church. In a sermon, Reverend Father Nathaniel Okai said in order to maintain the peace and unity the country is currently enjoying, it is important for political leaders to avoid actions that will bring about instability. He called on Ghanaians to take a cue from what is happening in some countries on the African continent.
If you do anything that you will not accept from anybody, because it is not good, then you should expect that it will not be acceptable to your brother. And in political terms, you can see it in all African nations that are in turmoil today. It is because they have not learned to live in fellowship. They have not learned to live in love. They have not learned to live in the understanding which God wants us to experience. When we talk politically in Ghana, we talk about unity. And we want that unity to remain, because it is in unity that we can have the peace. When some of our political leaders talk, they talk as if we want to go to Kenya. But we don't want to go to Kenya, because Ivory Coast is a perfect example just next door to us, and we will not even want to experience what they are experiencing.
Those who received awards include the former diplomat and retired educationist KB Asante, English manager Ni Kojo Ababiu, Ni Amakai Amatefiu, former MP Nibi Aibonte, and presidential aide at the castle Ni Lante Vanderpoy. The Ghana Traditional Council was also awarded for its collaboration with the church.
Yvonne Atilego and Doreen Ampofu filed that report.